The 2024 Papua New Guinea National Population Census has been launched, with counting due to start within 3 months. This will be the country's fifth census, with the first one undertaken in 1990, when a population of 3.3 million was recorded. The last census in 2011 showed 7.8 million in the country, and the National Research Institute has estimated that by the 2040s, it will be more than 20 million. The PNG government has allocated some funding, but it's looking for international donors to also provide support. Our PNG correspondent Scott Whitehead told Don Wiseman the way the count was done 13 years ago had raised questions about the efficacy of the information obtained.
The last one was done in 2011, the results of which were very problematic because it showed over the years that the figures weren't as accurate as the government said it would be. And that's proven to be problematic for sectors like health, education, even policing. About 2 weeks ago, I was speaking with one police commander, a senior police commander in Leh, who actually mentioned this in detail. He was concerned that the census has to happen very quickly because police commanders basically don't know how many people they have to deal with in towns and cities.
Yes, and do we know why it was a mess?
Primarily, it's boiled down to money issues, but the reasons behind why the census hasn't come about, there hasn't really been explained. I mean, the government said the census has to happen, that money has to be made available, and the Prime Minister's been hopping a lot of flack as well for, quote, calling on the minister to do the census when money hasn't been allocated for it.
Yes, well, they are saying it's going to cost around $52 million, but they haven't got all that money. They're looking for international donors to come to their aid. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest concerns for those wanting the census to happen. They want the census to happen from previous experiences. They know that the government will run to donors for assistance. They say that they have 60 million up front. Where that 60 million has been drawn from, I'm not too sure. But the government says 60 million is available, another the balance of which has to come from somewhere. There are calls from communities that there has to be a lot more responsibility from the government. The government has to take ownership of it and just seem to be serious about conducting the census.
It's got a theme, this new census. Be counted, no one left behind. But it's a difficult, difficult thing to do in Papua New Guinea, in such a rural country, in such a rugged geographic place.
Given past experiences, the census were conducted. And from as early as I can remember, the people actually came to our houses and counted the numbers of people in the house and asked about who wasn't present. In the 2011 census, it wasn't done that way. I was wondering, I mean, this is on a personal level, I was wondering when the census officers would come to their houses as we'd seen in previous years and actually count people and record them. That didn't happen in 2011, and that had disastrous effects on the elections that followed, and the ripple effects have been wide-ranging and very serious.
One of the most dramatic things for Papua New Guinea is that it has had these exponential increases in population, and we're looking now, I guess, at something like 20 plus million to be measured in this next census. And that compares with, I think, 7.8 million back in 2011. And then the projections are that by 2040s, the population's going to be significantly bigger than Australia's.
The numbers don't show that the population has increased, and that's 2011 numbers. But you can just see the impact on schools. When it's enrollment day at the beginning of January, February, you can see that the schools are having trouble just dealing with the sheer numbers of kids coming to school wanting enrollment, kids with their parents wanting enrollment. You can see the impact of the population on the medicine shortages. A lot of people are focusing on the medicines not getting to the health centers, but the fact that medicines are running out at a much faster rate in the health centers shows that there has been a population increase. The number at just one hospital in need is, I can't state the exact number, but the daily births are worrying, you know, upwards of 20 to 50 a day. It would be higher on some days, on some months. You can just see the signs in all those sectors, and you know that the population is not accurate.